Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
You're listening to the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. All week at 4:30. We have tickets to give away to see the return of Creed July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com. Ooh. We'll give away tickets all week at 4:30, and then one grand prize winner will get pit tickets. It is Creed, Three Doors Down, Daughtry.
I like the emphasis you put on Daughtry.
Dude, I was watching Daughtry videos, live Daughtry videos.
Like American Idol Daughtry?
No,
or
TikTok,
Daughtry?
TikTok live from recent shows, the Daughtry. I love that tune, Home. Over You, I love. I'm a Daughtry guy, too.
No, Daughtry had a nice little soft rock run.
Yeah, yeah.
Mid-2000s.
I like Daughtry. So we're giving away these tickets. Here is the deal. We're going to put you on the air. We're going to play a clip of a Creed song. It will end, and then you have to sing the next line. Sing the next line and get it correct. And if you do, you get tickets to the Creed show. All right. Apparently, people were calling very early for this as well. So that's what Jack told me. So Ken in Upper Darby was first. Ken, are you prepared to sing for your Creed tickets?
Yeah, I am.
Now, Ken, you know you have to sing it, like sing it with your chest, you know, and you have to get it right. Are you prepared for this?
I do Creed for karaoke, so this should be a no-brainer.
Oh, my God.
He's getting cocky.
All right.
Always the cocky ones,
yeah.
Man.
All right. Hit it, Jack.
With arms wide open, under the sunlight.
Keep going.
Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything.
Yes! Oh, he's just going to keep going. You got it, buddy. You got it.
Wow.
There it is.
First one.
It's almost like a pro. He's like a ringer.
Right, he does out the gate.
Might have to join us for 5:30.
Yeah, Creed karaoke. Well done, brother. You got a pair of tickets to go see Creed July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Wow.
Good job.
How about that?
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
You got it, Ken. I'll put you on hold.
That was pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we did the Lincoln Park one, everybody got it right away, but then we had five people, I think, get it wrong for
the
hire
other day.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you missed it.
Which was actually funny.
Oh, dude, it was great. It was great. They kept getting it wrong the same way. That was the fakers that were just
those are the ones that are funny.
Just saying noises instead of actually.
I've heard that Creed song.
You haven't heard with Arms Wide Open?
Unless I may need more of it to recognize it.
It was a big one.
That was a big one.
Okay.
Because Jack didn't give me much like runway. It was like a couple of words, and it was like, all right, sing.
He nailed it.
He did.
He could have done the rest of the chorus if I wanted him to.
Yeah.
So Ken got it right. So, again, we'll have another pair of tickets tomorrow. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. tomorrow, Ticketmaster.com. Mm. We're very excited for the return of Creed. Before we get back to the phones, I want to pose a question to you, Mr. Ike Reese. And I asked Sheil this earlier. Sunday's game, I give you a choice. They either win, but they look like they have the last couple of weeks, or they lose, and the passing game looks improved and functional, not like it has over the last few weeks. What would you rather have? The win, but it looks exactly the same way, or a loss and a good passing game?
No, I'll take the win, and it looking exactly the same way.
Really?
Yeah. I got to have that number one seed. Like, that's where I'm still locked in at. I'm still locked in on the number one seed. Then Saquon's rushing record is the next thing I want. I mean, Eric Dickerson's rushing record.
Yep.
But I also wanted to break 2,000 and get to the record. And then I'm like, all right, the passing game looks good. Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think Sunday's game is...
I have lowered the bar, Spike.
You have. You have truly. You have. You just...
I have lowered the bar. I gotta admit it.
You just want to see if we can get the number one seed and then see what happens in the playoff.
Yeah, let the home field advantage carry us to the Super Bowl.
So I'm a little conflicted on this one, mm-hmm. in that I think the game on Sunday is massive. And I want to call it a must win. Mm-hmm. Like, it reminds me very much of the week before the Giants game. And I thought it was so important that they win that Giants game. They did go out
and do it. After the Cleveland game.
After the Cleveland game, after the Sirianni stuff.
Yep.
Everyone rallied together.
Yep.
So part of me is saying that the same thing has to happen. They have to go in and win this game. And I agree with you. I agree with you on the number one seed, though I think the chances of them getting
sure.
it is small. But yeah. but I agree with you that it is Detroit's offense much different in the dome as opposed to out of the dome. But I keep just thinking about the bigger thing to me, which is not just winning the Super Bowl, but settling things down. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if they win, but it looks the same. If it's actually going to settle things down, or if they're passing the ball in a meaningful way, and I'm not saying go out and throw it. Please don't misinterpret me. I'm not saying go out and throw it 38 times.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying if the passing game looks functional, and he's throwing to AJ and all these things, I almost feel like that does more to sort of calm the seas than a win looking the way they've looked the last couple of weeks, especially in the passing game.
I would say this to that. I would leave that up more to Kellen Moore as far as play designs, meaning stuff that's going to get AJ the ball, easier throws, and then Jalen has to execute it. I don't try to force it. And that's what I'm really wondering, if that's going to be the case Sunday. Because even Kellen Moore
said,
yeah, like you got the offensive coordinator saying they got to try to get the ball to AJ a little bit more and in a more effective way. And I get it. I get it. He is a outstanding player. He needs the ball in his hands. I get it. But it's not more important than winning. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying.
Right.
But I don't want Jalen to be forcing the ball to AJ. I don't want Kellen Moore to dial up a bunch of passing plays saying, okay, this will keep everybody quiet and we get away from the running game. Because this is a defense that gets after you. They create turnovers. And you know where turnovers mostly happen? In the passing game.
Yeah. You know,
in the passing game.
It's almost like if Kellen Moore doesn't do anything different and Hurts throws the ball when it's there... And does
that should be good enough?
It might not seem like a big difference between throwing it 20 times and 26 times or whatever, but when you're only throwing it that many times, that number of throws could mean a lot. And it's not just not throwing it to AJ. I want to be clear. He's taking sacks he shouldn't.
Yep.
He's escaping clean pockets,
yep.
all those things. So it's almost like if they call the game, because I think it actually. I think them throwing it more has more to do with Jalen than it has to do with Kellen Moore, because they're calling pass plays.
Yeah, there's opportunities there.
You know, so
yeah, yes.
so I think it's on Jalen probably more than it's on Kellen Moore in that specific instance.
That's fair.
215-592-9494, talking about this comment from Jalen Hurts yesterday about where he is and what people can expect from him. Here's what Jalen Hurts had to say.
You heard him. You heard him.
Well, he's been in hiding at 215-592-9494, but he has returned.
Ah.
Yeah, it's shocking that he's been in hiding. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, I'm a little disappointed in you, OG. I'm a little disappointed.
Let me say this here. Let me land my plane here, okay? Y'all have to remember, I'm out here, listen, I'm talking to the Duke. I talked to him. I just got off the phone with him. Y'all,
would you stop making up?
Yeah, stop lying. We do have a no lying.
Let me do my work, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm big to this show, and I'm trying to bring y'all some organic information. Y'all want to sit here and mess around and play games? Listen, sometime. Listen,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I just heard Mike. Mike's my boy. I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but what I disagree with is that Jalen can't just start letting it go and trusting anymore. You know what I'm saying? He did that. That's how he ended up with 15 interceptions last year. That's how he had the interceptions he had this year. If you look at the interceptions, very few of them was basically poor decisions on his part. The interceptions comes from a combination. When your players are supposed to be at a spot, when they're supposed to be there, and they're not there, it's an interception. So now he's gun-shy. Now he's trying. He's been coached by Sirianni. Take care of the ball. If it's not there, throw it away. If it's not there, now the sacks y'all talking about, and I want you to picture this here. Picture, like, macaronis, right? Each one of them individual. But what we're doing as a fan base is that we're waiting for the end of the game, and then we put it all together in the box, and then we say that game was bad. There were some good plays in that game. There were some bad plays in that game. And I think what Jalen is trying to tell us all is that there's things that he's got to do that he's got to do. Everybody can go and look at an All-22. We all can look at the video after the game. I heard Hugh Douglas say he was up at the booth. He seen A.J. Watt running wide open. That was a bad play on Jalen. Mm-hmm. But let's not act like he didn't make any good plays in that game. You know the one important thing, Ike, is, and this fight, is that this man played what we call his worst game. We say he had a bad game. You know what he had? He had 3 touchdowns. We had a W that clinched a playoff berth. Is there room for improvement? You damn right. Does he have to play better? You damn right. But let's not sit here and act like that's what Jalen Hurts puts on the field every week. Can we not do that?
Well, I think that's true. I think the concern is that there's definitely been it hasn't just been 1 week. I think it's been a few weeks of stepping back, and it felt like the game against Carolina was just the final step in that. But it felt like it had been going there for a few weeks, and I think mm-hmm. that is why people have been that's why the alarm has been sounded more over the last few weeks than it had previously.
Spike and Ike,
yes.
Did y'all notice when he did that tush push, right? What they call the Snoopy. You see that linebacker prying the ball out of his hand in the end zone. You realize he hurt his hand on that play, right?
I didn't notice.
So what I'm saying, So what I'm saying to you guys, he's even on the injury report with the hand right now. But what I'm saying to you guys is that we don't know what goes on. We know that game there was uncharacteristic of Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
So everybody wants to know what was he doing? What was you looking at? What was you know, I'm looking at linebackers jumping in the passing lane. So, and again, I'm not saying he played good. I'm telling you that was to me, that was one of his worst games I've seen him play. But the fact that you can play at your worst and win, and you know what the main thing is? Because he got a team behind him. He's got a defense that can back him up when he does not play well, when he does make mistakes, and when he's evolving. As we say in Spike, he's learning a new offense. So, able to do that, no, understand something. We're 11-2. So, ain't no excuses for nothing. I don't have to make no excuse for this young man. But I tell you what, we don't know him to be a loser. That's what we don't know.
Well, that's true.
Him.
Yeah, listen, he wins games now. Yeah, I've said that.
Yeah.
I've said that. And I think kind of what he was saying is that it may not be in an impressive fashion. But you know what you're going to get in the end. I'll ask you this, OG, because it seems like you've had a little bit of an epiphany yourself. You don't sound as, you know, it don't sound like you got your back up as much.
About time. We want real analysis on this show.
Yeah, man, yep. I love it.
Real
I love
analysis.
It. So don't change it. I love it. It's honesty. And you're still there and believing in him. You haven't thrown in the towel. Let me ask you this. Is it good enough? Is it good enough to win in the playoffs?
What I did, Ike, is that I look back at Tampa Bay Super Bowl with Kansas City.
Okay.
Tom Brady. He won that Super Bowl with 200 yards, right? You know what the driving force in that game was?
The defense. Yep.
Stop Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
So I'm thinking.
I was looking at the other Bucks team, maybe like 2002, 2003, and their
Nobody's
quarterback.
Nobody's talking about that team.
And that quarterback and that defense.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm thinking.
Hear me out. Just hear me out. I know y'all got something going on. Okay, I know it. I know
that's a shot at me. That's Jack with his nonsense.
Oh, okay.
Well, a similar quarterback.
Let me just say this here, right?
Yes.
If we, I cannot, me personally, I can't go to one game that we needed Jalen Hurts to throw the ball, and he disappointed us to win the game. I can't. I mean, now, I'm sure there is games out there. I can't, in my mind.
But nothing sticks out. Yeah, nothing sticks out. Yeah.
One game. Yeah. So I believe if we run the ball effectively, if our O-line win their battle up front and our D-line win their battle up front and Jalen Hurts turns the ball over the least, guess what's going to happen, Ike?
We're going to win.
That's the OG Way four-play system, baby. What the hell are you talking about? You talking about numbers. It don't matter.
There it
don't
is.
Matter.
So the OG Way four-point system is everybody else does their thing really, really good, and Jalen gets the credit for the win.
There you go.
All right. All right, OG.
All right, brother. Good to hear from you.
OG Wade. Wow. Came out of hiding. A more realistic.
Like that, OG Wade.
Yes. Not coming in looking for a fight. Just coming in looking for a convo.
Which is, quite frankly, it's a distraction.
Yeah, but it's fine.
No, I'm talking about when he comes in wanting to do the fighting thing.
Yes.
It's because you don't want to necessarily address what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. But listen, I'll take that. Maybe OG Wade, much like Jalen Hurts, doesn't need to throw the ball or call as much.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so maybe call twice, twice a week. Maybe if we get that OG.
That's a good OG.
That's a good point.
It's a good OG.
All right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Men's Night is back tonight at Mark's Jewelers. Holiday shopping with an open bar, food trucks, and more. Finish your holiday shopping strong at Mark's Jewelers. By the way, the final count on Zombieland is 65% yes and 35% no. I would tell you guys that you should watch it.
That's a win for you, by the way.
It is.
I'm still waiting to watch True Romance.
True Romance, yeah. I need you guys to watch True Romance.
I get the Zombieland that off season.
Zombieland's good, but it's not True Romance.
Is it a long movie?
Zombieland?
Yeah.
Nah, it feels like it's probably like hour 35 or something.
That's
like that.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Hour 35 is perfect.
Yeah.
I don't need 2.5 hour movies
anymore. True Romance
waste
is
the time.
Yeah.
2.5 hours, make it a two-parter.
Two-parter?
Yeah.
But the movies now, that's why I bailed from the superhero movies, because all those movies are 2.5 hours.
Easily.
Now,
how long was Gladiator?
Now, Gladiator was 2.5 hours, but look, I laughed, I cried, I wanted to go
beat
someone
else.
I forgot you cried at Gladiator.
I cried at Gladiator. I cried at Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
I cried during Oppenheimer.
I know the movie, never seen it.
Oh, I went to see it twice by myself in the theater.
You get too much time.
Look.
Well, you know what? I'm not opposed to the movie by yourself thing.
Movie by yourself is excellent.
Used to be golden, man. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't do it
best.
Nearly as much as I used to. But
my brother and I call it rolling loser style.
I don't do it at all anymore, as a matter of fact.
No.
Loser style to a movie is the greatest. You don't have to worry about anything. You just sit there.
Get your bucket
best.
Of popcorn, your drink.
So I know this could go in a weird direction if we did it as the next question.
Yeah.
But if we did the next question on something that you do that you don't think is weird, like going to the movies by yourself.
You think that's weird?
No. Well, sort of. Yeah. I don't think I would ever do it.
Oh, it's great.
Okay. But you like it. You know what I mean? It's not usually not socially acceptable.
What world do you live in?
My world.
Oh, man.
Millions of friends.
Oh. You know what else is good, by the way? Doing by yourself? Stop it. Doing by yourself?
I was
along the lines of
thing.
The movie, and I normally
that's pretty cool too to do by yourself.
Well, it's the best. But like, this usually happens when I'm in another city it's usually for work.
Right.
Going to a restaurant, sitting at the bar, eating dinner. Having a beer.
I agree.
By yourself.
I agree.
Oh, it's the greatest.
I agree, Jack. You gotta be able to do it, man. You gotta be able to do it.
Yeah, dude.
Dinner for great. One?
You're staring at your phone. Nobody bothers you. Look at it. TikTok. Eating guacamole.
See, that's an older guy thing, man. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, what age do you like that? Like, I mean, when did you realize, I guess, you liked doing a lot of things by yourself?
Well, the dinner thing.
At 30, did you like doing a lot of things by yourself?
No.
But I think it
probably
was.
Probably once you hit the 40s.
I think it was 5-6 years ago, I got invited to this thing. I got to go watch all this stuff at NASA in California.
Yeah.
And I went by myself.
NASA's in Texas.
The JPL is in California. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is in California.
Oh, what nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Jet Propulsion.
Sorry. I was just watching a thing land on Mars. But anyway, so it was like 12 of us that were there and a bunch of people after the day ended. It's like, hey, we're all going out for dinner. You want to go? And I was like, no, I got something to do. All I wanted to do was go to a restaurant by myself. I went to a Mexican restaurant 2 blocks from the hotel. I ate the whole guacamole by myself, fajitas, had two IPAs, and passed out in the hotel room, fully clothed, laying on top of the sheets with the lights on. It was the greatest. Oh, yeah. It was the greatest. What a great day.
It sounds like a great memory from NASA.
Yep. I also saw the thing land on Mars, but the dinner was great. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Moving by yourself is weird if you're an old guy with a trench coat in the water.
Bro, nobody's going with a trench coat.
Yeah, if I see that guy going
not
there
Pee-wee
by himself.
Herman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Outside makes it weird, but moving by yourself is fine. I had no idea we had Eric Dickerson Jack. You know, I took a pay cut to come to WIP.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's shocking.
What about you? And how much you got paid to go to Bloomsburg?
Oh, yeah. Dude, they dropped the bag off in my front door. Yeah.
Took a pay cut to tag with the WIP. Yeah. Left the money on the table. It's right next to Cliff Lee's money on his table. What's up, Gary?
Do you think, like, that Brandon Graham on the way in was listening to the show and was just like, you know what? I had enough. You two knuckleheads need to get in a room. So I'm not letting it go down like last year where you two were not talking to each other for weeks on end and then we're falling backwards. We're going to get this. We're going to rip the Band-Aid off and move forward.
No, I don't.
Okay.
In other words, did listening to the show on his way to Chickies and Pete, was he influenced by hearing everybody talk about
it? Show, but just like not like, like just not just ripping the Band-Aid off, just moving on, like not letting it fester like last year.
Yeah, I do believe that was certainly part of his intentions. I think he believed there was something that needed to be addressed. Now, maybe this wasn't the conventional way of doing it, and it caused a little bit of a stir and a commotion for the Eagles and they and their PR department, and they had to sort of put a fire out, and I get that. But maybe he felt it was important enough to do and to address. And this, if nothing else, I don't know if everything is resolved. Here's the thing I do know had to have happened. They had to come to some sort of meeting of the minds and sort of put this thing behind them and then go out and put a good face on it yesterday. So they had to come to that conclusion to agree to do that and at least be on the same page when they went in front of the media and had to answer questions. And I'm glad AJ was there to answer questions yesterday. It wasn't just Jalen for his regular presser every Wednesday. I'm glad AJ was there and AJ addressed it, and now something we can move on from. I can only take them at their word. They say that they're good, and by the way, let me apologize to everybody. I didn't hear AJ say that they were good yesterday, so I kind of was implying that all he said was that their relationship is personal. I did hear afterwards multiple times where he said that they were good, that we're good, and Jalen said the same thing. So once you hear that, you gotta trust that they're giving it to you straight, and you move on from it.
You know what? With all this winning, let the PR department do something. Come on, they've been sitting back.
They've been sitting back all season.
Well, let me tell you, I'm sure
they earned their pay.
They worked a lot after the Cleveland game. I'm sure.
Definitely.
And during training camp.
Yes.
You know, so
it's like they had a vacation in the middle of the season. Like,
9 weeks of it.
Yeah, vacation.
I'm sure they appreciate this.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, if somebody else wants to give us a good quote after the game, we'd appreciate it. Gary,
I got a worm update.
Oh, okay.
Love this.
So Daddy said that, you know, it was like an epiphany. He's like, oh, Jimmy Johnson. He's just like Jimmy Johnson. That's the coach he reminds me of. So that's what
– Sirianni?
Nick, yeah.
Reminds you of Jimmy Johnson?
No, Howard said it.
Howard said that.
Yeah,
Jimmy Johnson.
The worm said that.
Come on, man. No, hell no.
So now I'm thinking, and this is
Jimmy Johnson.
Like an insider thing, that the only place that Elliot's worm can go is Vince Lombardi. Elliot.
He doesn't appreciate Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, Elliot's not a big Vince Lombardi guy.
Where would he go? Well, he would go straight to Andy Reid.
Yeah, he's got to say
He'll say Andy. That's a good one. He'll say Andy. He reminds me of a young Andy Reid.
Yeah. It doesn't call plays.
Yes.
Now, real quick.
He doesn't win the big one.
Jimmy Johnson won two Super Bowls. He also won a national title with Miami as well. And Nick Sirianni is...
Mountain Union's all-time leading receiver? Well,
no, I don't think so. But they win a lot up there.
Gary, give us a cameo, famous cameo.
Can it be something that wasn't intended to be a cameo but became one?
Sure.
Sure.
The shark in Jaws. it wouldn't work. So they ended up doing all those scenes where you thought there was a shark and never really saw the shark.
That's not, is that real? Is that true?
That's also not a cameo.
Also, you're just trying to be cute, Gary. Yeah. Answer the damn question.
You just say Brett Favre and something about Mary and hang up the phone.
Oh, that's another good one.
Well, I took that off the board.
That's a good one.
Bill Murray and Caddyshack, but I didn't.
But did you say Bill Murray and Caddyshack?
Yeah.
He's just an actor.
That's not a cameo. Gary, I want you to
look in the mirror, Gary.
Yeah, I want you to get off the phone. I want you to Google cameo and not the 80s R&B group, but the actual cameo is.
Word up.
Yeah, word up. It's a great tune. Did he just say Bill Murray and Caddyshack?
He's just a normal actor.
Yes, that's not a cameo.
Like, was it Seve Berasera, the golfer that was in that? The golfer was in Caddyshack.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Seve. Yeah. Seve Ballesteros.
You knew that was going to be.
What did you say?
I don't know. Ballesteros? I don't know.
No,
that was close enough.
I just stopped, honestly, in the middle of it.
Ballesteros? Yes.
It wasn't going well.
It was like the names you were reading off at a thing you were at.
I know, dude. I got screwed on that. It was a great event. We'd love to come back. But don't, I need to actually read the names and get some pronunciation.
Send me names first, yes.
Well, again, your fault for not asking the questions.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you there. That's what you got to do with those things. All right. So the top five is next. What do we have to expect in this one, Jeff?
My favorite copes that Eagles fans are currently doing about the team. Yeah, my favorite
more mocking of Eagles fans.
It's not mocking. It's actually trying to help. I'm trying to get you to the real Eagles fan side.
I heard that last night, too.
Did you like that one?
Real Eagles fan thing, yeah.
All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.